sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 27 Ntulikazi 2024 ngudaba kaNcube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bafikile. Announced. Tina receive the list of trailers sending the Bazit addressing our issues. And then Bafira, Bashebe Fira, Bani Baba Chaya, Velebabuye, Bekoge, Impasas of Chaya Band.
Amapholisa abopha amalunga enhlanganiso ezifundi ezinasu abesemhlanganweni omkhulu eHarare. Umongameli
inyamazwe yeEconomy asebe ukuthuthwa umnotho uzwakala ezikhwameni zabantu okuthuthukayo ibuyana ukudubeka kwabantu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe elezanu PF ukuthi zizwisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethula ngomphathi ntambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa. Kubotshwa abadabuka eZimbabwe abaningi abasebenza kwele South Africa bengelamaphepha aqondileyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amapholisa namhla abophe amalunga eZimbabwe National Students Union agumbe izinasu angamachumi amane lanhlano 45 eHarare akade esemhlanganweni wokuhlela inhlelo zawo zalonyaka lokunye. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engavumeli ukuthi abantu benze imihlangano etshiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu oweSADC Summit. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abafundi laba bebethe kwaqa ezesa training center emhlanganweni wezinasu general council lapho okufike khona amapholisa awuphazamisa. Ngemva kokubotshwa kwabo bathwalelwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare Central Police Station lapho ababhadaliswe imali yefayindi besethethwa amacala okubuthana bephazamisa ukuthula. Abanye babo balimele njalo basesibhedlela. Omunye obesemhlanganweni lowu ngugugulethu Sibindi ofunda eGweru Polytechnic othi amapholisa achaye alimaza abafundi laba bengakababophi.
Ngisukumile yesterday izolo ngivuya lapha to meet with other comrades, I mean friends and labo ngabanye labo basuka on amaparts wonke aweZimbabwe. Bafikile unannounced. Tina receive the list of trailers sending the Bazit addressing our issues. And then Bafira, Bashebe Fira, Bani Baba Chaya, Velebabuye, Bekoge, Impasas of Chaya Band. So, Bas Chaya.
Umokwezi Nari Lai, Galamati, Mugwenzoma Polisa.
Abantu Awadimili, Bafiga, Amepi, Sunati Chen, Abanya Bachaya Mama Polisa. Then Abanya Vadimili, Vivalegila Mama Polisa.
Umokwezi Kubege City, abafundi sebekhathele ngokukhahlanyezwa ngamapholisa.
Ubudlwangudlwangu lobu owenzakala lapha elizweni njengisethi isteti sesaba amayouth, ngoba thina njengamayouth sizimisele ukulwela leli lizwe, ngoba inhloso yethu bekungasoyiwe kulo le state kodwa besize ku-general council yethu njengama-student, njenge-student movement njengezinaso.
Isikhulumeli zamapholisa ukhomishina Paul Nyati uthi abafundi laba babotshelwe udlakela abalwenze ezesa training center. Uthi benze lokhu kusanda kufika amapholisa endaweni le, kodwa abafundi bathi batshaywe njalo babotshelwa ize ngoba bebeqhuba umhlangano wabo ngokuthula. Kulabanye abantu eZimbabwe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abachothoza okwenziwa ngamapholisa kulezi nsuku ngesikhathi kulungiselwa umhlangano weSADC. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Comfort Mpofu.
Asikhangele ukubotshwa kwabatsha ngapha kulungiselelwa iSADC Summit kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende uku-state of panic, uyesaba uhulumende, uyesaba abatsha, uyesaba amandla alabatsha. Kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende kaqakathekisi i-constitutionalism, uhulumende kaqakathekisi amalungelo oluntu. Khonokho ke kutshengisela ukubana iZimbabwe isakhatshana ukubana sithi kule space
esivumela abantu ukuthi kube le democracy.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF uthi kusemthethweni okwenziwa ngamapolisa eZimbabwe.
Asilazitha thina sidinga abangani. Kodwa leyo relationship yokusebenzisana kumbe phecele sengathi ubudlelwano lobesikhuluma ngabo kumele kube udlelwano obokuthi lami ngiyathola la uthole.
Okwamanje kulamalunga ebandla le Citizens Coalition for Change agoqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba abavalelwe ejele bemelele ukuthoniswa amacala okungena umhlangano we Day of the African Child okungekho emthethweni. Kuke kwabotshwa kumaviki edluleyo amalunga eNational Democratic Working Group ayenika abaswelayo ukudla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapholisa namhla aphazamise umhlangano weNational Association of Non-Governmental Organizations. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe leZANU-PF ukuthi zwisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethulwa ngumphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa owe-Midterm Fiscal Policy Review. Uphinde wathi umhlangano ozaqhutshwa elizweni kunyanga ezayo owe-SADC uzathuthukisa ubudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe kanye lomnotho. Wona athi uyakhuphuka kuzo zonke inhlangothi ngaphandle kwezokulima ngoba kulesomiso. Uchayele ihlombe izinduna ngodaba lwegugurawundi esithi zizimisele ukuthi udaba lolu luxazululwe, wathi eleZimbabwe kufanele iqhubeke ngokumanyana. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe nomnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe owake waba ngumeya wedolobho leGwanda, yena othi watshaywa kakubi ngamasotsha e-5th Brigade ngesikhathi segugurawundi. Uqala ngokuchasisa ngezomnotho.
Okuthuthukayo yibuyanga ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso lelo ngakho lokho okuthiwe ngumongameli asithi thina ubezama nje laye njengomuntu omdala, kodwa eqinisweni izinto ziyazisiba zimbi ngamandla ngoba abantu ngabalamali. Hamba ubuthatha abantu abalithumi ubakhuthuze, ungaba nenhlalo wesikhathi ukutholayo $2. Nibuye kwinto enjeSADC yeyani, inceda bani iSADC yakhona leyo ngabi kwakhona? Kuyathathwa izimali zelizwe sibone ukuthiwa ngabhasi ongakaziwa abona adlula anezihlala izimizwe kuthiwa imashini imigwaqo ekuleyo ndawo lezindaba zahlala kuzo, abantu behlala emkhukhwini. Kuyathi kungaphela insuku ezimbili 16, 17, 18 kuyabuya ngathi khona lokhu. Saso sikhathi sokukhuma ngemihlangano, isikhathi sokulungisa lokuphakamisa impilo zabantu phakathi kwendlala engaka njengoba nezulu lingenanga. Isikhathi kingiyabo bona ababusabisanathi amakofi lamatiye kabuyekele ukudlalwa ngabantu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uphinde waphatha udaba lwegugurawundi chayela induna ihlombe. Ungathini ngalolu daba njengoba sibona ukuthi iningi liyasola?
Ngomunye wabo nabo lami abaswelayo ngake ngakhuluma ngayo ke nje iminyaka le ngathi yedlule. Udaba lombhuqazo wegugurawundi ayisilo lwezinduna. Mina lapha ke sengikhuluma njengomuntu owashaywa yiyo i-5 Brigade leyo yaphosa ngibulala eLupane. Kangibona ukuthi izinduna zizakhulumani ngayo ngoba izinduna lezi sezifana nezisebenzi zikahulumente. Udaba lwegugurawundi olombhuqazwe belufuna ukuthi luphathwe ngabantu abazimeleyo bodwa, sengitsho mhlawumbe nosihlalo wayo abe ngumuntu ovela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Lokungesimo esithi i-independent commission, akula lutho izinduna ezalukhuluma. Ezinye zakhona zivelwa izolo, umbhuqazo sowedlule, kazazi lutho, azibonanga lutho. Lalabo kuthiwa bakhulume ngabo abafayo kabazange bababoni ngoba babengakazalwa. Eqinisweni indaba ye-ground akula lapho eyakhona. Siyabelokhu sibhodisana lezi duli leziqimbi, asoze lulungiswe izinduna. Udaba lolu kumele lulungiswe ngabantu abazimeleyo abangelani nohulumende. Kanti vele khona kwawavela ngaphi ukuthi umuntu akuhlukuluze abe sezokuthi hayi sorry wahlukuluzeka? Angithi uyabona ukuthi uhulumende yena lokhona nguye wayekhona abantu besifa. Uhulumende asoze azikhanyelena aze athi ngizokuthoba kulima zabo yethu ngizokuthoba. Akusebenzi njalo. Milalabo abathi inde kukuraundi ingaza inde tate zimbuna ya padana jeloji uzipatele na matuburu mele supuna ito beli zimele independent commission and libe ilito enwe kukela bandoba vela we vinda and international commission
lo ngumnumzana Thandeko Zintimkhandla ingcwethi ecubungeleza umbusazwe obexoxa icingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga o Studio 7. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu kwele Germany ohlolisisa igcikwane le HIV lomkhuhlane we AIDS kulezi phanamandla zikahulumende abamele inhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo labanye emhlanganweni lo. Sixoxe lo mnumzana Daniel Molokele odabuka eZimbabwe onguye okhokhela ikomiti yedalela ephalamende ebona ngezempilakahle eZimbabwe.
Namhla ngise Munich eGermany lapha ngibuye ngingo chief person we parliamentary Pan-African Parliamentary Task Force on Domestic Financing for Health silande international AIDS conference umhlangano womhlaba wonke jikelele oyenzakala every 2 years so lonyaka ithuba lokuhosta iconference linikezwe eGermany silama delegates azinkulungwane nezinkulungwane thousands of delegates from Zimbabwe silama delegates amaningi avela kuma NGO asebenza ngezempilakahle okuthiwa ngesilungu civil society on public health advocacy silama UN agencies asebenza kwezempilakahle ama private sector companies silama ministry officials u minister of health ukhona la u permanent secretary minister of health ukhona silabantu be national aids council yeZimbabwe u CEO u Dr Matsema ukhona la silama amaZimbabwe asebenza nenhlanganiso ezijene emhlabeni wonke jikelele esingathi amaZimbabwe zaku diaspora avela kwamanye amazwe ngihlale labanye abavela eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eUK, eSwatini, eNamibia, abangamaZimbabweans but besebenza lezinye inhlanganiso. Umbuthano lo ungokuhlolisisa imisebenzi yenziwa mayelana ngendaba yokuthi kuphele umkhuhlane wengculazi lapha emhlabeni. Ngesilungu sithi campaign to end AIDS by 2030. So abantu bayahlangana lapha they share ama ideas, ama research, ama progress, report ama programs, kuvunyelwana ama strategies ukuthini singasebenza njani ndawonye ukuthini siqede umkhuhlane wengculazi by 2030.
Singathi kwamanje kuphumani khonapha emhlanganweni lo.
Khona ukuthini kuyaqongosela ukuthini abantu abazame ngamandla wonke ukuthi bengasebenzi be-chain ngesilungu kuthiwa avoid working in silos. But kube lokusebenzelana ndawonye ngoba kule ndaba ukuthi akusela mali eningi esetshenziswa ukuthi kulwiswa umkhuhlane wengculazi ukuthi there is a decline in funding for health, funding for HIV related programs. Okunye ngama research aphumayo siyatshelwa impumela ukuthi okunye kungathi kuyasebenza. Indaba eqakathekiswa kakhulu indaba nale yama preventive mechanisms or methods ukuthini ukuthi umuntu engabe lesifo sengculazi into ezinjengabo pre-exposure prophylaxis labo post-exposure prophylaxis kuyindlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma engakayenzi okwecansi lomuntu olengculazi kumbe indlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma yenze uhambo kwecansini lomuntu olengculazi okuthi uthine engabi laso isifo lesi sokule mithi enjalo eyenza ivikele ukuthi umuntu angabi lomkhuhlane okuthi kuyabe kungezelela imisebenzi eyenziwa nsuku zonke ngento ezinjengama-condoms.
Umnumzana Daniel Molokele ukudalela eParliamente lele Pan-African Parliament lapho akukomiti ebona ngezempila kahle ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 ewele Germany. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafichane. Umongameli Joe Biden ukhangelele ukuba namuhla kusihla uza kwethula umbiko oqakathekileyo White House kulandela ukuphuma kwakhe kukhetho lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Kulabantu abaningi abatshengisela emigwaqweni eWashington DC namuhla khona lapha eMelika bekhonona ngokubuya elizweni leli komkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu kule mpi esabekayo phakathi kwelizwe lakhe leHamas. Okwamanje sekubulewe abantu abaningi okumangalisayo eGaza lapho ele Israel elihlasela santando. UNetanyahu uza kwethula umbiko wakhe edale leCongress. Lilalele kumsakazo we Studio 7 sisakaza sise Voice of America e Washington DC. Kwezi patelane le Melika. Aba voti vele Melika sebe kangelane lo mkankaso omutsha kulandela ukuphuma kulolu khetho kukamongameli Joe Biden njalo umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris ekhangelelwe ukuba nguye ozakhethwa libandla leDemocratic Party ukuthi ancintisane loDonald Trump ngolwezi. Intelelizindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakwamukela njani lokhu. U-Eric Boylan umvoti waseScranton ePennsylvania lapho kudabuka khona uJoe Biden uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party belingasela ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokukhupha uBiden.
He was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Ngibona sengathi ube umkhokheli omuhle kakhulu, kodwa ngiyavuma ukuthi isikhathi sokuthi adedele omunye bese sifikile.
Umvoti uChristine Stoll uthi nxa uBiden engelamandla okungena njalo kukhetho, kufanele ahle achiye isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Kwakufanele achiye kudala, kufanele asuke eWhite House. Ingqondo zakhe azisasebenzi kuhle, ngasenelisi ukukhokhela ilizwe.
Ukukhetha umsekeli kamongameli uKamala Harris ukuthi angene kulolu khetho kwengeza amathuba ebandlaleli okuncintisa lowebandla leRepublic Party uDonald Trump, ukutsho umvoti uDaniel Brennan.
Harris polls well against Trump, so I think she has a real shot at winning. And I think he's doing the right thing right now.
Ucwaningo luveza ukuthi uHarris uyancintisana noTrump, ngakho-ke ngicabanga ukuthi amathuba okunqoba ulawo, njalo ngibona angathi wenza into elungileyo laloba abanye bengahlalisekanga besithi yikungaqoqeki.
Umvoti wePennsylvania obevakatshele eWashington uBill Mills uthi uHarris loBiden behluleka ukuthuthukisa umnotho bendawonye.
We're noticing an increase in the price of groceries and fuel and the price of living, and our lives are worse now.
Sinanzelela ukuthi intengo yempahla lamafutha emota ikhwelile, njalo impilo zethu sezenzima. Okunye njalo konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uHarris engumsekeli kamongameli. Ngakho-ke kuzaba nzima ukuthi abantu bembone ngendlela ethiyeneyo njengoba sonke sibone umnotho welizwe usiwa sikhangele.
EMichigan umvoti uJason Potts uthi utshintsho lolu lupha ibandla leDemocratic Party ithuba lokuxhumana labavoti abatsha.
Just Biden time until someone a little more tenacious comes along, and we'll see if.
Ngibona sengathi bebedlulisa isikhathi kuphela, bemelele ukuthi bathole omunye umuntu oqinaqinileyo. Njalo sizabona ukuthi uKamala uqinile na. Kwakhathesi umlilo olawo sibili uyavutha.
Engumsekeli kamongameli uHarris wayelwisana lokungena kwele Melika kwabokuza okungekho emthethweni. Umvoti weFlorida uChristopher Ran Gill uthi ukwehluleka kwakhe ukuqeda lolu dubo kuveza ukuthi akangeke enelise kuba ngumongameli.
Kamala's garbage. She's worse than Joe. Are they on the same page? They're about the same. But I don't think anybody's going to vote for Kamala. No one wants to back her. She had one job. That was handling the border.
UKamala, kanyangazani ke idoti. Uyedlula uJoe. Angiboni ukuthi kulo muntu ozamvotela uKamala. Akula muntu ofuna ukumsekela okwamanje. Waye lo msebenzi owodwa nje kuphela. Ukulungisisa udubo lomngcele.
EWashington umvoti uAlicia Jefferson uthi ulethamba lokuthi abantu abasoze bebone umsekeli kamongameli njengowesifazane onsundu kuphela, kodwa bazabona imisebenzi yonke ayifezayo.
And I hope they can look past anything else and look at that. But the world we live in, that some people will and some won't. And I hope it's not enough.
Ngifisa ukuthi abantu bekhangele imisebenzi yakhe. Kodwa kulumhlaba esiphila kuwo. Abanye abantu bengakwenza lokho kodwa abanye abasozi. Njalo ngifisa kungabi labantu abaningi abamisa ukungena kwakhe ngoba engowesifazana onsonto.
Isakhamuzi seNew York uAndrew Vajarski uthi ukuza kuba nzima ukunqoba uTrump.
Or even if Biden were to stay in the race or whoever we have right now as a Democrat, that it's right now it's Trump's race to lose.
Ukuthi uBiden kumbe ngumunye ongena kulolu khetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats akulethi umahluko. Lo ngumncintiswano kaTrump. Ngingowebandla leDemocratic Party kodwa ngibona sengathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi banqobe kukhetho lolu.
UHarris kukhanya usethole usekelo lwabamela izigaba eziningi abadingakalayo ukuthi akhethe ukumela ibandla leli kukhetho, kodwa ozamela leli bandla ukhetho ozakhethwa kusemthethweni emhlanganweni omkhulu oweDemocratic National Congress eChicago. Udaba lolu luqoqwe yintatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lalwethulelwa yimi uDabo Kancube oweStudio 7. Uhulumende weSouth Africa ubikwa eseqinisa umkhankaso wokuzingelwa kwabasebenza kulelo lizwe bengelamaphepha abanika imvumo yokwenza lokho, kubika uThuso Khumalo.
Izolo iziphathamandla zogatsha lwezisebenzi, ugatsha lukahulumende kwendaba zasekhaya kanye lamapholisa besenkampanini ye-African Star Pack eBronkhorstspruit eduze lePitoli, lapho abathole khona ukuthi kusebenza weZimbabwe ongumtshayeli lezizalwane zakweleChina ezimbili bonke bengenamaphepha. Ngeviki ephelileyo ubotshwe ixuku labomantshingelani elokishini leBedford View eGoli abangelamaphepha, iningi labo kungabadabuka eZimbabwe. Okhokhela iviyo lokuhlolwa kwamakhampani kugatsha lwezemisebenzi esabelweni seGauteng, uMnumzana Michael Msiza utshele Studio 7 ukuthi benza lokhu ukuhlola phose viki zonke lapho ababamba khona abaningi abasebenza bengalamaphepha, njalo babuye bajezise amankampani ephula amalungelo esisebenzi.
Uma kusiya lapho kwenziwa khona i-construction noma kwakhiwa khona, siye sithola abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe naseMozambique. Kodwa uma siya laphana emkhakheni yala kuthiwa i-manufacturing, sithola ubuningi bakhona bavela laphana eMalawi.
Ngesikhathi esifanayo elinye iviyo leziphathamandla lezi belisejohannesburg mall enzikini edolobho, lapho ezifike zabutha khona abakwamanye amazwe abaningi abebesebenza kuzitodlwana eziphakathi kwaleyo ndawo bengalamaphepha, kwabotshwa labanye abebezothena. Ngomvulo edluleyo amalungu enhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula engafuni abokuza abalamakhono aphansi basebenze kwele-South Africa azingenele mathupha e-Eastgate Mall phandle kwenzike edolobho le-Johannesburg, lapho abebezingela khona abangalamaphepha. Obona ngezemisebenzi kulinhlanganiso uMnumzana Sipho Shabang utshele Studio 7 ukuthi abafuni kuzwa kuthiwa kulomuntu wokuza osebenza endaweni zokudlela ngoba izalwane zakule South Africa zilawo amakhono okwenza le imisebenzi.
Abafowethu ba-replace by you lama-foreigner, so sithi we are going to raid wonke ama-restaurant so that ama-South Africans kube yiwo asebenza kula ma-restaurant.
Ebulenjini be-internet ugcwele imifanekiso yabokuza bephuma begijima endaweni zokwakha, abanye beseqa emoteni zihamba bebalekela iziphathamandla ezingela abangalamaphepha. Umphathintaba ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele-South Africa uMnumzana Leon Schreiber usanda kutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi lumkhankaso usazoqiniswa endaweni ezibalisa ezokudlela, ezokwakha, ezabalindi lezinye. Baningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe abasebenza kulezi ndawo.
The message we want to send to the world is that South Africa is absolutely wide open for business, wide open.
Siyafisa ukuthi abantu bazosebenza kuleli, kodwa abenza lokhu bengelamvumo bazafanela ekhaya.
Also going to be more strict in enforcing where there are violations of the law. So you're right that those operations are going to increase.
Ukukhokhela inhlelo zabatsha kubandla elisahlumayo elesisonke party uMnumzana Someleze Sigudu uthi kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokuzingela abasebenza eMzansi bengalamaphepha.
Ngokwenza kanje kuzonciphisa amathuba abayoyentsha engasebenzi eSouth Africa. Siyamgqugquzela ukuthi ngathi angayendisa lento le afike kulama business amakhulu kwe construction kwezakhiwo bakwazi ukuaddressa le issue le.
Kodwa ke isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Trust Ndlovu uthi akusizi ukuzingela abakwamanye amazwe bebuyiselwa kubo kungalungiswanga ihlupho ezibaxothe emazweni abo. Uthi isibamangalisa indlela umphathi ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya omutsha asephatha ngayo udaba lokuza abangalamaphepha.
Wathi kona kumele wonke umuntu ongenamaphepha abe regularized. So sasibhekele ukuthi kuzokwenzeka lokho. Hayi kungakayenzeki lokho sesibona nje sekungathi sibuyela emuva ngenkathi zobandlululo mhlawumbe ngenkathi ze-apartheid kwakuyiyona indlela beyisetshenziswa ngamabhunu.
Unkulumo zedale lephalamende ezilokhu ziqhubeka kusukela ngeviki ephelileyo kula malunga ephalamende athi kufanele lusukunyelwe phezulu udaba lokungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Abanye babo bathi kufanele indawo ezifana lezokudlela ezabalindi lemisebenzi yokusiza abakhi yenziwe kuphela izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lokhu ke kutsho ukuthi abangela maphepha eMzansi basazokhomba olotshwala. Nesuto 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ninguThuso Khumalo.
Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Hayi, siyadana kakhulu uzwa abantu bezanu bengafuna ukuthi bebe lamahloni esinesikhathi. Isinqumo esithathwe ngupresident weAmerica uJoe Biden sihle kakhulu, singumzekeliso wabo mina ngakho. So uzwa umuntu ekhulumela izanu PF yena ukuthi abalandaba lokwenzakale eAmerica, bona into abayifunayo ukuthi bekhitshele ize Jesus enekunotho. Ziyokhitshelwani ize Jesus umnotho bona bengafuna ukuphuma embusweni. Phela ukungaphumi kwabo embusweni for 50 years kumele kufakwe ize Jesus enotho. Lokho kuphela nje singasakulumela ukuhlukumeza abantu. Ama president ezana uPF kumele afunde ukuthi athiya umbuso etshiyela abantu. La yena lo mfana oyiyouth yezana uPF akulamahloni ngento layikhulumayo ngoba mina ngakwasebebuse kwaze kwaba over 2 kumele ngabe sebenike bona bona bontanga ngabe yiba seke ngopresident weZimbabwe.
Yes, Studio 7 njani? Siyabonga u-update indaba ngelanga ngelanga okwenzakala kuke lakhi delete. Siyadanisa kakhulu wabhizi badlalisa imali ngesadadi mhlangano ngalangqondo ngalancedo elizweni lakithi. Sifuna nje izikhundla lamabizo. Yimbi ngithanda kakhulu ukukhuluma ngendaba yamathebelele ngithubane ne-North Kobulawayo, Mathebelele South. Bantu bakithi liyayangisa liyamangalisa. Liphethe lithi umnankagwa aqhubeke busa lisazi kamhlophe ukuthi umnankagwa nguye owayejothozela ukuqedwa kwabantu bemandebeleni okulala mhlalokhu nguye ophetheyo eliqeda ngumenemene simzwile ekozwini bayesithi abantu bemandebeleni basazi ukuthi bazawugcina njani imizi yabo labayakha ngemali yokutshontshwa egoli ivele nje kafuni kalithandi lithanda nxa efuna amavoteni.
Salibonani, salibonani basakazi abasha baStudio 7 elisinika indaba ezinhle eziqiniso. Ngithi khona kaligcina uNkulunkulu wabokhokho. Ya, njengezwe lapha khulunywa nge-youth eZimbabwe kufisane ngemibono kodwa iqhizo likhona abahlanzileyo bazaphuma elizweni bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza ngenxa yobana izithutha zizaqinisela khapha endaweni elugwadule endaweni eyi-desert bazaze behambe ngendondolo umuntu azange ethole noma impilo enhle noma kukhona hle mhlawumbe noma esumele khona ethathe umfazi kube nzima khona ukuthi emntoboni uyathenga imali ukuthi elobone kuyinkomo uzazibona ngathi lelizwe leli aligcina intandalo.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukuphawula lezindaba esizivileyo ukuthi uJoe Biden wehlile emkhankasweni wokuba ngumongameli. So zindaba ezinhle kakhulu. Uma ngiqhathanisa loba ngilinganisa laseZimbabwe izinto ezingenzekiyo lezo.
Sanibonani, sanibonani kuStudio 7 okhulumayo ngoJemo lo. Ngajabula audio yamayithe yafundwa njengoba kwavotwa kwa-time 7 yokuvuleka bekhuluma ogawule labochumi. Kunganjani ukuthi ngapha thina esisecholosho sivukeni ekuseni siye mdinga yini ugawule siye kuthi sifuna umsebenzi sizwe ukuthi uyakuthini?
Yabo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lani lilakho kusithumela eno imibono kunombolo esithi +12024650318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyezela inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp fakani isicelo sethu kunombolo lezo. Silu kuba ke lapha uhlelo lwesana namhlanje olivalelisayo ngo Tabo Kancube. Ngisithi lingakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwe Live Talk olulandelayo.